This podcast is a slightly unusual one, and it's with a very unusual topic. It's dealing with emotional neglect when you have physical or financial abundance. In other words, everything is absolutely great in that you're well looked after, you're well fed, and so on, but your parents just didn't give you the emotional understanding that you craved. Carl Jung said, "People will ask you what you are, and if you do not know, they will tell you." And unfortunately, people can start telling us who we are and what we should be at a very young age, often before we begin to realize who we really are ourselves. And should we try to express that, if it's not in alignment with the scripts, in inverted commas, of those who care for us, it can be dismissed or suppressed by them. It's probably worth reading the book by Oliver James, They F You Up, Your Mum and Dad, because this talks in great depth about parental scripts. Of course, this is not to say that all learning or behavior tweaks are bad. It's certainly important to learn from people who've had more experience than us. But sometimes those people may be much more concerned with creating us in their shadow, that all we learn to do is reflect who they are. Alternatively, if it's not just that, it may be that they want to protect us, and we may just always think, well, it's okay. I don't really need to solve anything because my golden parachute will sort all of that out. Going home and asking my parents means they will deal with it. And again, that could have happened with the best of intentions because the parent themselves have been through a hard time. They don't want their children to go through that, but it's not teaching a lot of empowerment. So some signs of emotional neglect when your physical and financial needs are met may include seeking the approval of your parents when you know you don't really want or need it, but because you've been taught to reflect what they want rather than really think about who you are or be praised or encouraged to be who you are, you're still needing that approval from them. It may be you've not learned to stand on your own two feet because your experience may simply be your parents have bailed you out all the time. And sometimes they can throw money at it or they can pay for it to be fixed. And you may therefore be struggling with doing things on your own. You may even lack structure because it's okay to drift because you've got a financial lifeline. You've got no real fear except the detriment it may be doing to your own pride when you play life by ear. And on top of that, or related to it, your parents may even have said it's important to find what really makes you happy. But the thing is, nothing is quite perfect. So we do need to make some choices in life. And if we've always got that financial lifeline, we may end up choosing nothing for much longer than is healthy. And related to my point about the parachute, because of your privilege, you may not really have been allowed to sort out your own mistakes. So you may not have learned to be discerning with your choices. Perhaps you don't really have much discernment when it comes to friendships. In the first instance, for example, money may even be your method of connection. You may try to buy people, or you're always giving things to other people. But the problem is that tends to bring people who seek money, rather than those who want a truly authentic relationship. So again, if you find yourself you're giving and giving financially and getting very little in return, you might wonder and question whether those friends are with you for you or with you because that's the way you seem to express your love. So what do we do about it? Well, one of the most important things is to remind yourself that anything your parents gave you, even though or if their intention was to control your choices, is to be treated as a gift. When you gift something to someone, aside from appreciating it, then that gift is yours to do with what you want without strings attached, unless there was an explicit agreement. So, for example, my dad has recently sold a property. He has given me a certain amount of money, but there's a very explicit agreement as to what that money is to be used for. So it is important you recognize that if there's an explicit statement, then you can choose whether you want to accept that money or not. And if there's not, a gift is a gift. It doesn't necessarily come with control. Another tip is, whilst you may not be as adept as others at sorting your life out, Any step you take towards it is a start and it's still a win. Be aware your parents may still try to guide you and may even offer you more money or whatever it is to solve whatever predicament you're in. It's always your choice to take it or not, but remain aware of the consequences of always taking that help. It may or may not have been pure in intent, but it does mean that if you are always accepting help, you never really learn to grow. But also, really try to work out who it is you are by getting in touch with your authentic values. What behaviors do you stand for? How do you want others to perceive you? What is meaningful to you? What do you enjoy? Pure and simple. And remember to recognize and identify people who love you for you and choose to spend more time with them, not the ones that need you to buy them stuff or to get in with you for your privileges. Now, if you're doing this at the age of 45, it's much harder to recognize and address it than at the age of 25, but it doesn't mean it can't be done. It may mean making some lifestyle changes. It may mean making some new or different choices, but every step you take is a step towards authentic growth. And when it comes to supporting your parents in turn, perhaps your option will be a financial one, but it may not have been malicious nor deliberate. Gifting may be the language of love that they understand the best, and that's fine. Just remember, gifts and money can be just gifts and money. It doesn't always get to do the talking. And that's all we have time for. But for more practical ways to boost your well-being, check out my YouTube channel, Dr. Audrey T, Practical Tools for Everyday Wellbeing, or my Facebook page of the same name. Or have a look at my website, www.draudreyt.com, or tune in to the Wellbeing Lounge on Tuesday nights, 9 till 10, for your hour of mental health on NLive Radio.